In its quest to provide an open forum for discussion of controversial issues, this station allows hosts and their guests to express themselves without any significant censorship. You are advised that any view expressed by the host or their guest are not necessarily the views of the owners or management of TogiNet Radio, Togi Entertainment, or the Owners Group, Inc.
Girlfriend, here is your show. Girlfriended, your chance to connect with other women, especially the woman that is most overlooked, yourself. Girlfriended is all about helping you become self-aware, not self-involved. The aim is to provide information that relates to life, which leads to real connections and results in a desire to connect or care for those in need. The Girlfriended principle was born out of loss. Patty's mother was murdered, and Lisa lost her mother to cancer. This forged a bond between them that nothing could shake. And now the women want to help you in more ways than you can count every day. From the website, girlfriendit.com, and the movement, Girlfriendit, here are Patty Wyatt and Lisa Jernigan on toginet.com.
Are you doing what you are called to do? Do you know what you're called to do? And what gets in the way of doing what you're called to do? Now, that was a mouthful and a lot of questions. Hey, welcome to Girlfriendit, a great place to connect and girlfriendify your life. I am Lisa, and today I have a really good friend, Kelly O'Donnell, sitting in for Patty. As Patty is off doing the church camp experience with her youngest daughter. And Kelly, I know your daughter's there too.
Yes, she is. It's made the household very quiet.
I bet, because they're like sixth graders.
Yes.
So yeah, it's a whole different dynamics in the household.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today we have a really special guest who is big time doing what he's called to do. And basically he's taking tough subjects and he's creating documentaries. And most recently, he did one on the subject of absentee fathers. And Kelly, I know sometimes this is a tough subject to talk about.
Yeah, I think that sometimes our earliest and most significant relationships, like an absent father, they stunt our growth as adults, and they easily get in the way of all that we are called to do later on in life. And overcoming that, I think, is what that movie is about, and it's kind of exciting to have Justin on and get to pick his brain and talk to him a little bit more about that subject.
Exactly. Well, this Sunday is a special day as we are celebrating our dads, and it's officially Father's Day, which can be a really fun and significant day when we plan barbecues and we do a bunch of stuff. But for a lot of people, men and women, it can be evoke some emotions that are painful and kind of be an empty day. So it kind of creates this wide range of emotions. Well, I know, Kelly, you and me both, we both work with women professionally, and we hear stories, and we sit across tables, and we see tears, and we just hear these gut-wrenching stories of just the effects in women's life, even as adults, when they didn't have that father figure in their life, whether emotionally or physically. And so recently, you and I both had the opportunity to view an amazing documentary, and it's called Absent. And I first saw this. My husband was given this to view and to see about maybe hosting it. And so he put it on, and I was just in the background doing things around the house. Because periodically, he'll bring something home to review. And so he put this thing on, and I just thought it was another one of his little things. And so all of a sudden, I started watching it and listening to it, and I found myself gravitating to the couch, and for the next hour or so, you know, just kind of enthralled by this movie and just going, okay, this message has got to get out to women, because so much of it is tailored for guys and for men, but it's so applicable for women.
Yes.
And I immediately thought of so many women that I go, oh, I wish they could see this and hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly was powerful. Well, we are excited because today we have the producer and the writer of that film, Absent, Justin Hunt. And also in that movie, he had some pretty significant people sharing their voice and their stories. He interviewed John Eldridge, who wrote the book Wild at Heart.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he also has James Hetfield, who is the frontman for the band Metallica, just a little band that does a few little gigs.
Some people might have heard of it.
They might have heard of it. And he has, like, a famous boxer. He has some significant people that he interviews, and they share their story in this. So Justin is a single father of two. Like I said, he's a writer, producer, and film director. And in 2006, Justin began a 16-month journey to the production of his first feature-length documentary, which was called American Meth. And this was narrated by Val Kilmer, which I love him because I love Tombstone. Uh-huh. And he had a great role in that. Yeah, that's a side tangent, side note.
Yeah, that and a little part in Top Gun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what is really cool is Justin is graciously fitting us into a little window because tomorrow he leaves for Florida because he's getting this huge award. They're flying him back there, treating him for that movie, that documentary on meth, which is so significant. But today we're going to talk and see and kind of highlight his recent documentary, which is called Absent, like I said. And it's a documentary that takes a raw, gut-wrenching look at the vanishing landscape of fatherhood and the searing scars an absent father can leave behind. And we are just so excited and thrilled this day and honored to have the producer, Justin Hunt. Justin, welcome to Girlfriended Radio.
Hey, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you are just really, truly living your calling and pursuing that. And I, like we said, so many times people don't even know what their calling is. And then maybe if they do, there are some things that kind of get in their way. And like, you know, this even this topic of being wounded in the past, you know, so many times we can't get past that woundedness. And what I love about your documentary is you deal with it just honestly, but there's also a message of hope and healing. And one of the things that I know Kelly and I, like when you work with women, we tell them is you can stop the cycle right now. It can stop with you. You may have experienced, you know, abuse or, you know, in this topic, but you can be the one that from this point on says no more. And so I think that is encouraging for so many people. But before we get into all this, because I'm so excited, I have so many questions, can you give us a little background into your own life and how you have discovered your calling and how you're now living that?
Yeah, well, I'll try to sum that up. I guess the whole journey kind of started back in high school, if you can believe this, because I had an empty hour during school, so I could either be an office aide or I was going to take this really easy journalism class. So I said, all right, I'll take the journalism class instead of being an office aide. And long story short, through that journalism class, I was writing papers for the high school newspaper, and I won the U.S. Journalism Award for the best high school newspaper story in the country when I was in high school.
And
so I really got into journalism, and I got into print, and print wasn't exactly what I thought it would be. So I took an internship in television, and I'll never forget the first day I went out on my first story, and I fell in love with it right then. And I did journalism for the next 8 or 9 years. I was a news anchor for NBC and then news director for a station in New Mexico. And about 2003, I decided to step away from that and started my own company called Time and Tide Productions. And you know, it really just started out as shooting weddings and sporting events for high schools and things like that. And it slowly kind of grew into TV commercials and you know, corporate and industrial videos, training and safety videos for oil and gas companies. And then I had a television show on CBS for 2 years, a real estate program of all things. And then I went on a men's retreat to Mexico one fall with some guys that were mentors to me at the time, and it was at that retreat and during a conversation there that the entire conversation of are we doing what we're called to do came up. And for some reason during that conversation I knew I wanted to make a documentary about methamphetamine because I had done a piece on it, a smaller piece for a group that paid me to make this short documentary. So I started making American Meth. I had no idea what it was going to be or what I was going to do with it. I just knew I wanted to make it. And when I finished it, we screened it in my little town of Farmington, New Mexico. It has about 45,000 people in it. And we screened it on March 22nd of 2007. And I was hoping for about 200 people to come and it was closer to 2,000 that showed up. And from that moment on, I knew things were different. And mm-hmm. so from there, my life has just taken a different trajectory, and I finished American Meth in 2007 and started Absent in 2007, and it's just continued to grow and be blessed, and some amazing things have happened in the last 4 years.
Well, congratulations, Justin, on all of that. I think that it's just amazing, and I love your humility in it, and I also love that you're working very hard at your calling. Hey, I know a little bit about you. I know that you have a great relationship with your dad. I know that I have heard you speak of him, and so I'm curious, where did the concept for Absent come from, and how did you get started on the path for this film?
Well, it's interestingly enough, it came from a number of places. One was just being around the guys that I had mentioned earlier, these mentor-type people in my life, and this is a conversation that came up a lot, and of course, I went through the Wild at Heart curriculum a number of times. I led a couple of groups myself. So really a lot of it came from that. Another came from this disturbing realization that when I looked at how the world was kind of shaping our kids. And, you know, if we're not doing the job, we're leaving it up to the world to do. And that really bothered me. And the fact that, you know, I'm a single father. I have two kids, and when I looked at the potential that if I'm not there, and my son looks at, you know, Mike, the situation from Jersey Shore as a role model, that's a frightening thought.
Yes, yes, it is.
If my daughter looks at Kim Kardashian as a role model, that's a frightening thought. And if guys don't step up and start doing their job as fathers, that's what happens: is the kids get They're left to be raised by the world. That's not to say that moms can't do a fantastic job. They can, and they do. But the father has a particular role, and when he doesn't fill that role, kids go out, they become, I'm not going to say they become adults, but they grow older, and they go out into the world trying to get those questions answered. And that was something that really concerned me is, you know, I don't know that I can change everybody, but I need to use the skill set that I was given by God to try to change what I could change.
I love that. And we're just going to get ready to take a commercial break in just a few seconds and want to keep talking about this. And these questions that you raise, and questions are so powerful because they take us down a path and a path of discovery. And I think it's really good even to pose these questions today to hopefully people are thinking, because sometimes we're unaware that we even have some of these emotional tensions in our life that originated back with these early relationships. So I think that's really good. So stay with us. We'll be back with Justin Hunt.
This is Girlfriended on TogiNet. Don't forget to tell your friends to check it out on girlfriended.com. It's time to discover it, connect it, propel it, girlfriend it. And we'll be right back with more Girlfriended Radio right after these. Have you been laid off, fired, downsized, right-sized, or engineered out of a job? Then Successfully Unemployed, hosted by Alan Sherwood, is your show. Thursday nights at 8, 7 Central here on TogiNet.com. Alan Sherwood, MBA, president of the Sherwood Consulting Service, provides a hope-filled and comprehensive approach to the job search process. Being successfully unemployed provides a means to a faster and more fulfilling end. It's a state of mind based on faith as well as a series of proactive steps. And that's what Alan will share with you each week on Being Successfully Unemployed. For more on Alan Sherwood and the show, check out his website, successfullyunemployed.com. The show teaches the suddenly unemployed how to turn what appeared to be tragedy into a personal and professional triumph, how to grow in faith during difficult times, how to make a life instead of just making a living. It's Successfully Unemployed with your host, Alan Sherwood, MBA. Thursday nights at 8, 7 Central on TogiNet.com. Adoption, Journey to Motherhood with Mary Beth Wells. Monday mornings at 9, 8 a.m. Central. This is not your typical show about adopting children. This is a shared experience from Mary Beth's heart. Mary Beth will be talking about and covering all the issues pertaining to adoption, including adoptive parents, birth parents, adoptees, foster care, and infertility. So, How did your journey to motherhood begin? Or are you still on the path? We want to hear all voices sharing their stories and talking about those issues that are so dear to our hearts. You see, Mary Beth is a birth mom that relinquished a child for adoption and ended up coming full circle by adopting two beautiful little girls from Guatemala. And that led to her starting a doll company about adopting baby dolls from all around the world so that children could choose their own doll and learn about that doll's heritage. For more on Mary Beth and her dolls, go to PreciousBabyDolls.com. Then join us for Adoption, Journey to Motherhood with Mary Beth Wells, Monday mornings at 9, 8 a.m. Central. Remember, the heart knows no boundaries. Welcome back to Girlfriended Radio, a chance for you to let your hair down, curl up with a mug of whatever you love, and have some nice girl talk. It's Girlfriended, the radio show on TogiNet.com. And now back to the show with your hosts, Patty and Lisa.
Thanks for joining us this day. We are talking about a tough subject, the influence an absent father in our lives can make. And we are talking with writer and film producer Justin Hunt, who recently produced an incredible documentary called Absent. And Justin, I want to back into the earlier part of the conversation because we are talking about living your calling today, and this has taken you down this path of doing film documentaries. But did you have official, like, training and education in doing this? And how did that evolve when you picked up a camera and you started doing this?
Well, I got a degree in communications to be a journalist and to go into broadcast journalism. And so that's where that really started. But what I started to realize over the time I spent in television is, you know, really what I'm in love with is the whole concept of storytelling. And taking, you know, that's what one of the things I loved about TV news was that I was the first one to know when something happened, and I got to be the one that told you about it. And so that was really exciting to me. And then as I kind of matured and understood what I was doing a little bit more, I think what I really fell in love with was the idea of creative storytelling and, you know, parables and parallels and taking things that were of a larger topic and converting them into something that was palatable for people to understand and to kind of wrap their brain around.
Mm-hmm. I love that because I think so many times we go, oh, I would love to do this, but we stop ourselves from pursuing something or just trying things to go, I wonder if I would like that. And I love that how it just kind of evolved. And so many times in life, the things that we discover are things we never even thought about or imagined happening. They just kind of, you know, fall into our lap, or we discover them on the way to just acting and activating our lives a little bit. I want to go back. I know you, on your website, which it's on our homepage so people can find you, but you talk about the father wound. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, you know, it's basically the father wound comes from the fact that our father is really the first person in the outside world that either chooses us or doesn't. He's the first other that we see and that sees us, you know, because we have that natural connection to our mothers. That's fair. The father is the first disconnected person that has a chance to really judge us and tell us what they think. And we have a set of questions for our father, and they're different for boys than they are for girls. You know, and what happens is when those questions are asked of the father and the answer is no, or the answer is disengagement or complete absence, then we have what is called a father wound. And basically it's where we take this wound and we make vows out of it, like I will never be fat, I will always be pretty, I will never be poor, I will never be laughed at. And we live our entire lives out of those vows that we've made and really don't even realize it. We just know that certain things aren't going to happen and we're going to control that. And really, when you look at it that way, every single person that we come in contact with is going to be affected by those vows. And so it really kind of boils back down to those questions being answered by our dad. And if they weren't, then, you know, we're wounded by that. You know, when a little boy asks his dad, not so much literally, but throughout childhood, you know, do I have what it takes? Am I a man? Are you proud of me? And the answer is no, then you're wounded. And for a little girl, you know, who needs her father to answer the questions, am I beautiful? Do you value me? Would you fight for me? And the answer is no, then they go out into the world and get those questions answered. That's why you see with guys such levels of consumption and competition where, you know, I've got to make the most money. I've got to be a great athlete. I've got to sleep with as many women as possible. All of these things that you see in guys, and the same with girls who are trying to find affection and affirmation out in the world by you know, promiscuity or materialism or things like that, just to get validation of some kind.
Hey, Justin, I'm really curious. As you began to put your documentary together, was this a widespread problem in our culture? Was it difficult for you to begin to find people who were willing to talk about it? What was that experience like? Because when I saw the film, my impression was this really is a, you really highlighted in our culture that this is a very large problem. And I have my own personal life where I've experienced an absent father, but I grew up thinking I was the only one. And so that chasm, it's so great that you have made a documentary about this because it's going to fill that chasm for people who think they're the only one, and yet they can see this movie and say, okay, no, this really is happening. And so I'm just curious how the production part of things or pre-production type things went